Blog Talk Radio.
I wanted to talk about this issue because this came up to my head, you know, because when I do these podcasts, I come up with a lot of ideas to talk about. That's why someone preferred me to do podcasts like 10 years ago, and I was like, at first, I'm all around. I'm a character. I have an offbeat side to me, but I love to express myself. You know, I prefer to be on stage singing like I did for several years, and no one gave me a chance, or my songwriting. So it's the same thing. So I'm an all-around entertainer. But I had a very bad childhood, and I guess I heard people who have very bad childhoods, the implications. Because it's really true that if you have a very bad childhood or no childhood, it can have implications on someone's life. It sure did for me. For me, it was too restrictive and too much baggage, too abusive. You know, dealing with child abuse, dealing with made fun of at school, I didn't achieve much, bad grades, not recognized in any way as a child, but made fun of, beat up, being abused, fighting, violence. That's all I saw, but I was a child that was growing up, and everything was always chaos around me, and directly or indirectly that it destroyed. There was no stability, and it happened in my home life, and in my teenage life, it was really horrible. I don't even talk about that. It was even way worse. So not having a very bad childhood can't have implications, which I heard, because some people, if they don't, you know, it's harder for the, you know, people who have been very bad childhood or no childhood to grow up properly or to have even a normal life. There are two sides, you know. Either somebody gets the luck to get the right people around them and get the people to help them, and then they grow up to have become high-functioning adults and be a part of society, or they don't, and they struggle to fit in as adults. They don't have careers, low achievers and as adults, or they can be very high achievers but still go through a lot. And the implications is, like, some people could have shorter lives, tragic lives, turn to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. So for me, I didn't turn to drugs and alcohol because of looking at a certain direct family member who succumbed to alcohol and how it destroyed him and what effect it had on me. Because he affected him in a volatile way that I couldn't drink. But not having that normal or, let's say, stable life all through my teens from my childhood. And I did feel neglected. I don't think the system cared much. My impression of the system in my hometown with children, they didn't do much. And I also felt that I lucked out in the one way, so I didn't have a shorter life, you know. I could have easily been a victim of violence or easily been a victim of a foul play or suicide, because that definitely almost happened. So I'm glad to be alive in that way, but not having that stability, not just in childhood, but adulthood, it affected that. I mean, not just childhood, but adolescence into adulthood. It affected, I missed out. So I didn't have the prom. I didn't get my first bicycle at 13 or 8. I didn't get my first car. I didn't have my first date. None of that happened. So you can say in some aspects I didn't have a childhood at all. And I'm going to bring up somebody who's really famous, who didn't have a childhood like Michael Jackson. Well, I would say I perceive his childhood to be, you know, he was in show business, so, but it's a totally different situation. He had worked very hard. He had pretty much everything, but he had restrictions. He wasn't allowed to be a child. I can't compare myself to that. I felt I couldn't be a healthy child because it was too violent around me. But I was aware of what was going on. So I had to do what I had to do to survive. When I became 18 and 19, I felt that was the first time, you know, you have freedom to be an adult, but I was missing a lot. I missed out on a lot. So the restrictions were too extreme for me, not being allowed to do this or do that and not being myself. So I felt I had to take control to salvage myself, because when they were taken away, you know, going to education or I can't go out, I can't do this. So, because I was already a victim of child abuse, and I didn't deal with those issues as a child, and all these other limitations. I wasn't accepted by my peers. So, you know, it could easily take me down, but I'm glad I'm still alive. But the implication did, it did affect my adulthood. So I think that I missed out on a lot. But it's not the end, you know. It's like, I'm glad I was able to perceive and be aware of what's going on. So, you know, I'm in control of my life now. So to try to have a more stability and try to do the right thing. But the implications is that I'm not having fun. I'm still in this prison that I was put in prison a long time ago. So I have to break out and make choices to be healthy. So as I get educated enough, I realize that it's important that if I had a very bad childhood or, you know, not childhood at all, to be a child as an adult in some way, in a healthy way. Because the child side of me was neglected and the adult side of me was neglected. There was no balance. So my adulthood was very bad. And, and not including, you know, not being recognized for my music, that was so painful. It took me a lot of years to accept that, you know, I spent all these years and I never got recognized. And yes, it's a lottery system. For a lot of people, it happens who try to make it in Hollywood. It's just normal. But for me, it's an extra stab in the back. You know, it's like I got all these other issues. And then I had to go through all that suffering, the struggle, the homelessness, all that stuff. Then I got all this other stuff from my childhood that had nothing to do with being a musician. And then it's like it's such a bad undertaking as far as living as a human being. So it was too hard, and it's still hard to deal with. And, you know, there were times where I just wanted to give up, and give up mean give up in it all, but I'm glad I'm still alive. So it can have implications. So it's important that if you don't have a childhood or that you have to be a child and try to get, you know, relive it in some way. Because there's so many blocks, so many obstacles to overcome. And it still is, even at my age. So the good thing is I'm glad I'm still alive, and I'm thankful for the people who helped me realize that it's okay to be me. And not to compare myself to others, because everybody's situation is different. But, you know, some people are able to get the advantages of having a healthy, not just childhood, adolescent, and then going to adulthood, and some people are not. I was one of them who didn't get that. I had a disadvantage. So I had to take it one day at a time and just be careful what I say. Because right now I'm dealing with things that I did not have anticipated. and the results of what I experience have made implications of problems in every aspect of my life, but I'm glad I'm still healthy enough to understand and try to progress to be a better person. So I take it one day at a time and try to appreciate my life. So if I don't have what I don't have, and I missed out on a lot, that and the limitations are too extreme to appreciate my life because I'm still alive and only have one life to live. So I don't know how long I'm going to live, so when I leave this planet, it will be natural. So I hope I live to a long life, so I'm going to take it one day at a time, because despite the implications, because it's very difficult, it can't be overcome. So one day at a time. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.